We have a really awesome report that Larry Walton did. It was not a report on. It was very accurate. And we have copies of those if you want to look at them. He did an annual report. There was a few things I wanted to stress in that. We are, if you, some of you have this already? Okay, thank you. In the end, there's a few comments I'd like to make on that. And it might not be fair to Larry, because I just want to go over a few things these were, he asked that we address. We do know that we are in the rear, probably a little more than what is actually shown right there. We have, I have a list of things that still have yet to be paid for this year that was written by Barbara on, and so it kind of adds up to more than what we have in there. We have this year been able to get most of the water tank done, water system. We still have to put in the pump house, and that's in here, but we probably aren't going to be able to get all of that done this year because the funding is actually gone. The profit and loss.
You know what, we need it once per couple. I didn't make enough for 74 people, so if you got one, just one per lot and kind of have one per side.
That would be your profit and loss up to date. Okay. They were actually included in last year's income, so we are going to be short on a shortfall on the income for this year. But because some people pay them in December, so that we wouldn't be in the hole on some of the stuff we had to have for the water tank and the water system. The problem is that we really didn't have as much money trying to fund it out all at once, and we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, sort of a situation here. And there would be donations, but it would be under donations under, let's see, she has it under right there. Do you see it? Oh no, you don't have it. This is the profit and loss statement for this date. It says January through September the 14th, 2005. That's the one. This is the other one I have is the budget that we had budgeted at the beginning of the year. Okay. So we kind of are not showing as much income for this year because the assessments were paid into last year's budget and it was used on the water system. Okay? So we have a number of things that are kind of a, I have to stand up. We have a number of things that are kind of issue here. If you look down through that and you look at where the expenses are, our income is at $126,689 so far. We were hoping to get more annual dues, but the annual dues that you show is $100,000 already brought in. At the very top on your income, you will show your $100,000. And we have a few people who did not pay their dues. Barbara, have we caught up to date yet? How much do you know? About 4,000. We were short about 10. So we got 4 back. We're still on the short side of gathering 10. I mean, of 6. Even if we got them all, that doesn't bring us up to where we really need to be. We've got some income that's been a little higher than we have had in the past, and Larry's report shows a really good example of that. He's done a really good job with what he's had. But he also said, he wanted, and what we should have, would be a list of our assets, of what actually we own on the ranch. At one of our board meetings, we actually kind of went through that. And it was kind of an overall, a general mapping of how the ranch actually came about. If we were to assess our ranch on our public holdings, even if we only set $1,000 an acre, which I know is more than $1,000 at this point, because somebody just sold a lot at $2,000 an acre, so that means if we were at $2,000, we'd be up to about $4 million. But let's say we're at $2 million, okay? Just on the common areas, thank you. And then we were to add in our water rights that we have. We have a lot of water rights on it with Deer Springs Ranch on. And the best that I can figure, we're probably around, we own about $5 million worth of water rights. We also have, and I'm figuring kind of conservatively for the cabins, we are probably about $400,000 just in assets in the cabins alone. That leaves us around approximately $10 million worth of common area assets. If we were to divide that by 300, we would have each one of your memberships is worth approximately $33,000. So that's in fact a valuable asset to you. We have been paying dues, and every year it seems like we go up just to maintain. But in the last few years, we've been selling off pieces of property to make this budget balance. We've not actually been in the black, but we have had some capital improvements that have needed to be taken care of. We had to do the water system to meet the state code. We have, everybody wants to do the roads, and it all costs money. Nobody wants to raise the fees, but they want to have your cake and eat it too, and it's not working. We can't keep selling off a piece of the rock to make us in balance. So we have to make some major decisions here, how we cut back on our budget, or on our spending so that we can meet the budget, or how we increase our income so that we can be prepared for this. Larry hit a few things on the head here. Okay, and I'm sure Larry will hit on a bunch of that. Sorry, I'm going to my notes. Anyway, we are hoping today that you will come and help us figure out some way that we can either save money by change, and this was our thought at the very beginning of the year, was to have two separate budgets. A budget for maintenance and then have a capital improvement budget. We need a capital improvement budget so that we can maintain, because we always are going to have something that comes up. When the roads got washed out, we have to have tractors in there. We have to preserve what we've already got. We can't let them just wash away because there's so much to be done. So we need to have some money set aside in the bank so that we can prepare for those things. That's, yes. That is not in here yet because we have been kind of deciding what we're going to do with that. We would like to have that capital improvement a separate than having to keep selling the rock to pay the maintenance. Well, it will be. This is not the ending of the year, so what we're going to do, it was prior to September the 14th. Okay.
I'd like to point out, we did have
it should be. We just haven't got it done yet. We're still going to be in the hole. If you'll look at the following pages on Danworth's assessment, on Danworth's audit, I mean Larry's. If you'll take on the very back page, okay, it says it's 36,151. It's what's projected. So if we have $24,000, okay, we have $24,000, that still leaves us in the hole, doesn't it? Interest would help. I don't know. I have the check today. I have the check. It was in Dale's office. Okay. We are, and we had made an agreement that we are going to do that. We were going to put it in an account where it would bring an interest-bearing amount, and we could make some good interest on that money until at which point we would probably have to borrow the money to keep us out of the red. We should do it on Monday. Yes. Right. Well, that's, we are not going to, but we have to, well, because we want it to be in a, we don't want it to be part of our budget. We want it to be, if you're going to borrow money, we want to put it back into. That is an asset that we don't want to keep selling off to pay for maintenance. That's right, except that if we do that every year, what are we going to have? No, this happened the year before, too. How, if we keep selling a piece of the land, how are we going to maintain? We are not keeping a budget. We're trying to... could you get in there for two weeks? How much interest do you think you could get if you put it in the bank right now? You get 0.5% a month. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. What did you say? Yes. I'm in total, the board is in all in total agreement with that, and I think most of the members are the same way. Nobody wants to raise the dues, but we do need the capital. So here's a couple of things besides what you just said, okay? Okay, she was stating that we need to, you want to come and say it all over? they belong to one where they have a special assessment that they're done. So when they do capital improvements, that they can get the water systems in, and the annual dues are not raised. That's the same thing Dan Wirt was saying. It's the same thing we've been trying to get together, is because that's what we tried to do at the very beginning a year ago, was to divide that. But we haven't had no money to put in the capital improvements yet. We have been working on some things to do that. Some of this is part of the auction. Some of this stuff is what we're trying to get together to do extra things to bring into that capital improvement. We need to store some money so that we have that in reserve when our when something comes over and above our maintenance. Those things happen. We have emergencies. We have those types of things that have to come in line. But we cannot live outside our means. We've got to make our budget work, and we have plenty of money to make it work if we just tighten down the hatches a little bit. Our plan was this. If we had a capital improvements thing that we need to have done, say we got to have roofs on the cabins or floors or hot water heaters or whatever has to happen, or roads, certain things that have to be done, that we have that money already there, and we would be able to say, okay, members, here's what we need to have done. We need to raise X amount of dollars. We will get bids to getting these improvements done. Then we will send you a statement out that says, we need $30,000 to do such and such. Everybody, would you like an assessment, or would you like to help us raise money in doing this type of a project so that we can complete that project that needs to be finished?
There's two or three plans that are being considered. There's two or three, and not only being considered, but that's the reason that was the bottom item on your ballot, to get input from everybody here.
Exactly. And those things are in play, and that's what we're working out, is trying to find the best way for us to do that. We can't. That's why we 2 months ago in a meeting, I said, there's no more money spending. You're not spending anything for anything other than absolutely necessary. But it should not come halfway through the year that our budget is cut, that we can't do anything. So we have to go back. So we've got to really tighten up till the end of the year so that we don't come over and above what we've got left. Your household doesn't run that way. Your business doesn't run that way. We can't do it. So that means we've already done all we can do, and that's it. And so now from now till the end of the year, we have to really pinch that budget so that we can make it not come over and above even putting that piece of, selling the piece of property. We don't want to be in the red. Yes, Ken Lane, you had a... You did. We got you. Okay.
I think just a little bit of background is in order. What was last year... As president, we looked at the fact that we, the association, owned, I can't remember how many. Is it two lots? We owned two lots, and it wasn't that we had to sell those lots. The last 3 years we've been in the black, and we had this game plan, how much to spend on cabins, how much to spend on water, how much to spend on roads. But these lots were sitting there. We weren't getting annual dues from them. The idea was, let's sell these lots, let's pay off the tractor, let's get totally out of debt, and let's move faster on some of these projects, which in my mind are capital improvements as far as improving the cabins, as far as all the culverts we put in, all the roads this year. We knew that that wouldn't last forever, and we didn't have that many lots to sell, but that's why we didn't sell these lots in a panic. That last lot that sold has been on the market for a year and a half. So we decided that that's what we needed to do. A lot of things this year, the requirements of the state have pushed us to spend more money than we wanted to be not in violation of the state and get larger fines. And that's where we find ourselves a little behind time. And also the rain and erosion and the high cost of fuel. Operating the ranch just all of a sudden went up. So I don't think we're so quite as headed for the end of the track here. And we don't have more lots to keep selling lots every year, but we collected a lot of back dues that were owed us and sold some of these lots, and that's why we've been doing pretty well, and we're a little behind this year, but I think we'll make it.
Yeah. We agree. Okay, there's certain things that need to be fixed on this budget. There's also a few things that went out and paid a lot of money out in the vehicle expenses, if you look. That was a lot this year. I would love to. I don't have all that information, but I would love to let you know that. I got to turn this over to the...